I have someone special on our show who has quite the YouTube channel. His name is Joshua Scott. I had him on my show last December, and I thought no better day than Veterans Day to have him back on the show. Joshua, he has a really popular YouTube channel, and him and his wife, Heather, of North Canton, they preserve World War II history by interviewing some of the most incredible people to serve our country. Joining us right now is Joshua. Joshua, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your mission. Can you let my listeners and myself know where exactly can people watch these documentaries? Or what's the purpose? And just spill it all on us, please.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can watch the documentaries on YouTube. Our channel is called Memoirs of World War II. And we also have a website, memoirsofworldwar2.com. But we upload these interviews that we do with the World War II veterans, but they're edited in a documentary style. But each documentary, its focus is on one individual veteran. So it's their personal story. And you'll find that even though a lot of the veterans might have been involved in the same events or battles or things like that, their personal perspective always varies. And so there's always something new that we get out of their stories. So we've been traveling the country for the last 5 or 6 years interviewing these veterans, and it's just an incredible experience. We learn something new every time, and we love that we have the opportunity to share their stories with the world. So it's really a great opportunity.
And YouTube is a place where it's kind of hard to get followers and subscribers. I'm looking, and you guys have 338,000 subscribers on your page. What was the mission when you guys launched the Memoirs of World War II?
Yeah, it was just a way for us to archive what we were doing. I started interviewing the veterans because I just wanted to be able to hear from them personally, their experience. I always had a great respect for the veterans of World War II, and so I just wanted to sit down and talk with them. And eventually, as I started doing that and interviewing more and more veterans, we thought, well, let's just share these stories. We didn't really have any ambitions of or any, you know, conception of where it would go, how far it would take us, but Within a year, less than a year of launching the YouTube channel, we had gained enough viewers and support that we were able to start traveling outside of, you know, our local area and really going all over the country. And so it's really been a huge blessing. And I think it just shows that there's many people out there who also honor and respect the veterans that want to hear their stories and want to help, you know, preserve the history.
Yeah, and World War II, that is one of our, you know, that is the oldest, you know, oldest living,
right,
you know, veterans that we have. You and I, when I had you on the show, we talked about my great-grandpa Carl. We never thought that my grandpa Carl Miller, well, you know, was ever going to pass away. He unfortunately died at 96 years old, but there's something about interviewing those people. They have so much story to tell, but unfortunately the time is dwindling out because they're all creeping up on 100 years old.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of them, the young guys, the guys who were just barely old enough to serve in the military at the very end of World War II, those guys are all around 94 to 96 years old. So I would say that the average age of the veterans that we're interviewing now is somewhere around 98, 99 years old. And we've definitely interviewed several, many that are over 100.
Wow. I mean, this is great. Do you mind, not right now, but later in our show, do you mind if I play one of your stories for my listeners to hear?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I was watching one of them earlier, and the time, the graphics, the interviews that you guys share, I can tell that there's a lot of effort and passion put into these. Who does the traveling? Is it you and your wife and a camera crew? Is it just you and your wife? What does this setup look like?
Yeah, so it's my wife and I and our two kids. We have a 14-year-old boy and 18-year-old or I'm sorry, 8-year-old girl. And we travel across the country. A lot of times we'll rent an RV and just load everything up, go out on the road for a couple weeks. They're homeschooled, so the kids do their school on the road, and we just travel around and interview the veterans. My wife has a background in multimedia, so she knows how to use the camera equipment and all that stuff. And so we do the interviews, and then when we come back home, I start going through the footage and I edit the videos. And yeah, it's mostly, we do have a small team of volunteers that work with us. I have a co-editor that helps out with some of our content. For the most part, it's a family run thing.
Well, it's great. It's like a small operation that really turned into something that people all across the country have turned to watch. And I can't believe that this operation is just running out, you know, from Stark County here. What's the furthest that your team has traveled? You and your family has traveled to interview one of our living veterans from that great era.
Yeah, we've been to just about every corner of the continental United States. I think the furthest we traveled was earlier this year. We were in California. We did almost the entire state of California from as far north as Sacramento all the way down to San Diego. So I think that's probably the furthest that we've been from home. But we've been all up and down the East Coast, out west, the Midwest. We've covered a lot of ground. And I mentioned volunteers. We've also had people who have submitted interviews that they've recorded themselves. So we've actually received interviews from places as far away as Australia. So it's pretty cool that, people have seen the work that we're doing and they want to contribute in whatever way that they can. So we actually have had a few interviews donated to us that we didn't have to go and travel to get them. Now, we would love to be able to have the means to go overseas and get some more stories. But for the time being, it's great that people have seen the value in it, that they would be willing to do the interviews and send them to us.
Yeah, there is a lot of value here. And sitting down and speaking with these people who, unfortunately, some of these veterans, they're, as soon as you interview them, I'm sure you're seeing this, you know, maybe within a couple months, they unfortunately pass away. Have you come across that much?
Yeah, it's unfortunately, it's starting to happen more and more. When we first started this project back in 2016 or 17, it wasn't happening that often. But, you know, we've been going for 5 or 6 years now, and the rate at which these veterans are passing away is increasing. When we first started in 2016, I believe the current statistic was that there was 300,000 American World War II veterans still living. I recently checked on the National World War II Museum's website, and the current statistic is about 170,000. So the number, just since we started this project back 5 or 6 years ago, the number has almost been cut in half. And yeah, so we do have moments where we interview a veteran, and then we find out one of them we interviewed, and within a month after the interview was complete, we found out that he passed away. So it definitely is happening at an increasing rate.
Wow, it's sad to hear. Now, I do have to ask, from someone that your family, you guys have, you enjoy telling these stories. Thankfully, you have enough views, you have enough followers now that there is that financial benefit for it. Down the road, Joshua, my question for you is, when the veterans from this great era are no longer here and you're unable to tell their stories, will you just slide up, to a more recent war and share some of those stories?
Yeah, so that's a question that we get all the time. And like we mentioned, this whole thing started out as just an interest of mine and then sort of snowballed into something that we found out people were really interested in and became so much bigger than we thought it would. So with that comes that question. And honestly, when we first started, that's something that we never were thinking of because we didn't realize that this project was going to take off the way that it did. But from where we're at right now, we're just trying to do everything that we can to get as many of the World War II veteran stories before they're not available anymore. And I mentioned that we do have a small team of volunteers that help out with some of the tasks that we have. We would love to be able to continue to develop that team to the point where it's not so much just run within our family, but it's a bigger organization with more hands helping out. And in that way, I think that we would be able to branch out into other veterans of other conflicts and continue to get stories once the World War II veterans are no longer with us.
Yeah, this is incredible. Do you interview many vets that are here in Stark County?
Yeah, not so much anymore because that's where I started. Probably for the first 2 years that I was doing interviews, it was all within Stark County or the surrounding area. So once we started, once we had the donations coming in and the means to travel, then we, you know, spread everything out to all over the country. So there still are stories in the Stark County area that we have yet to get. But for the most part, you know, that's exactly where we were for a couple of years. So we did get a lot of stories from the Stark County area to begin with.
Wow. It's great. It really is great to know that we have someone locally like you and your wife and your kids and the team that's surrounded by you that care so much to share a lot of these stories. Is there any way that my listeners that they could help out, you know, financially, you know, donations or just helping line up interviews for you?
Yes, absolutely. They can do all of that. From our website, there's a tab on there that says contribute. And from that point, you can find out how to donate. You can make one-time donations through our website, or you can go to our Patreon page where you can subscribe as a monthly donor. And what you can do on Patreon is you select the dollar amount that you'd like to give. And with that comes different, I guess you would call them perks. There's some things on our Patreon page where those who give like can see behind the scenes footage that didn't make it into the episode, or there's even a place where people can vote on which veteran story they want to hear next. But yeah, you can do that through our website, and also on our website there's forms where the way that we get the veteran contacts that we eventually interview is by people submitting them through our website. So we have a form on our website where we can get all the information about the veteran, where they live, details about their service. So yeah, memoirsofworldwar2.com is where you can get all of those details and be able to contribute in all those different ways.
Joshua Scott with Memoirs of World War II, we appreciate you coming on today, sharing this. I hope this interview alone has people reaching out and you're able to line up some more interviews, whether near or far. These are stories that need to be told. Joshua, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Jordan.